Yes. Almost feel important sitting up here.
How does it feel to be back?
It feels good. You know, it really does. You know, it feels good to put the silver and black back on. You know, it's been a long time. I think I look good in silver and black, so it feels good to be back.
Charles, this team needs leadership really bad. Are you more lead by example, or are you the kind that will, like, be more vocal about it?
You know, for the most part, I'm a lead by example type of guy. You know, I'm always, you know, of the mindset I don't want to go around any coaches and what they coach and what they do. But when there's an opportunity, you know, to step in and give some input on, you know, whatever that may be, then I'll do that. And like I said, not try to step on anybody's toes, because that's not my my intention, of course, to do that. So whenever there's a possibility to, you know, help a guy, whether he's young or old, you know, it doesn't really matter, then absolutely.
What's up with the blank jersey?
I can't find a number, man. Everything's taken. So, you know, moving forward, we'll try to get that worked out. But right now, I'm just blank, man.
Negotiate for 24?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm going to have to do. You know, it wasn't waiting on me in my locker, so I'll have to negotiate that for sure.
You get a chance to meet DJ last week, and if so, he's going through some little struggles right now with his avenue.
Yeah, no, haven't had that opportunity yet. So really not sure what's going on. You know, I look forward to, you know, getting a chance to meet him. So hopefully, you know, that situation works itself out and he can get back here and, you know, do what I know he loves to do.
Charles, I saw that, you know, you still feel that you can become the best player on the field.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that sort of confidence can translate to the rest of the team, especially the one still trying to find that winning direction?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think for me, it's all about, you know, my approach to the game, the way I play, the way I practice. And I think that'll really show itself, you know. You know, the way I'll prepare, I'll always prepare as if, you know, I'm the best player on the field. And once that, you know, is no longer the case, I'll see it, and I'm sure everybody else will see it too. And, you know, at that point, then, you know, it's up to the next guy to move forward. But, yeah, I'm just going to come in, man, and do – what I know how to do, and that's, you know, be a great football player. So I plan on doing that going forward.
You practiced against Matt Flynn, you know, for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
There in Green Bay, you know, what can you say about him, and especially the job he'll appear to be the starting quarterback?
Yeah, you know, and Flynn had a chance to, you know, work around the great quarterback, you know, and Aaron Rodgers, and being able to sit behind him and just kind of emulate some of the things that, you know, Aaron does, you know, without trying to be like Aaron. So he'll bring some experience, even though he hasn't had a chance to, you know, lead a team. So I know that, you know, I'm sure the coaches are excited to have him in here and giving him that opportunity to lead this team. So, and I just look forward to seeing him grow. I mean, he'll have the opportunity, you know, to be the guy. So at that point is, what do you do with it? And hopefully he'll succeed. Oh, man. I mean, really, the only difference is the big guy's not here. And I think that's really it. You know, not, you know, knowing that you're not going to see him coming out onto the field, you know, at any point, you know, in time this season, is really the different feel to this organization. So, but I know that, you know, the organization's in good hands, you know, with Mark taking over and bringing in Reggie, you know, to come in here and try to, you know, get the Raiders back on the right track. So in that sense, you know, it feels good, and there's definitely a positive feel to it.
What did they tell you about that vision to help you buy in and become a Raider?
Well, just talking to Reggie and, you know, Coach D.A., you know, I was really sold on the fact that they believe in the guys that they have here. Of course, you can always use more. You know what I mean? And, you know, as the years come up, they'll be able to do some more things. But they really had a lot of faith in the guys that they have, you know, on the roster right now. Who knows what this team will be, you know, at the end of the season. But I was convinced that this team will compete. This team will be in games. And, you know, we look forward to going out there and wearing the silver and black proudly. So, you know, these guys, I'm looking forward to playing with them and, you know, trying to do, you know, get back to where the Raiders should be. Yeah, we, you know, we always watch players around the league. And, you know, he's a guy that he always shows up, you know, somewhere. He's a tough, hard-nosed football player. A lot of speed, you know, can cover a lot of ground. You know, he'll come up and stick his nose, stick his face in the play. So he's a guy, you know, that I'll look forward to playing with. And a guy that I think is emerging as one of the leaders, you know, on the team. So looking forward to, you know, just getting more familiar with him and playing alongside of him. And I think the sky's the limit for him.
In terms of the scheme, from what you remember what it was like before when you were out on an island, the other corner was out in the
yeah.
Safeties had their normal roles.
Right.
Four-man rush, you know, all very much were better than
right.
You. How different is that from what you're looking at now in terms of the playbook and shifting around
mm-hmm.
ideas that they have?
Yeah, it's a lot different. I mean, you just stated it. I mean, we were to be man-to-man corners, and that's what it was. You went on the outside. The other corner went to the other side, and you played man-to-man, and you had a single high safety, and that was pretty much what you did. You know, it wasn't a whole lot to it. This defense will give you some variations, and it'll give you some opportunities, you know, to make some plays, give some different looks, and not just being a single high safety look. So that'll be fun. And you know, for me, you know, being a guy that you know, feel like I have a nose for the football, you know, it'll be a lot of fun to go out there and be a part of this defense and try to make it click.
Flynn was 2-0 in the starts for the Packers. Did it make it easier for you guys to have confidence in them, or was it like when you stepped up and did well?
Yeah, I mean, we always felt he could do it. I mean, but the game of football is the same for everybody. You got to get out there in the game, and you got to get that feel for it. And the opportunities that he got, he made the most of them. And he gave people a look at what he could do. And that's the reason why he was, you know, picked up in Seattle, even though he wasn't the guy there. But people seen enough of him that they brought him here. So, you know, I'm sure the staff has a lot of confidence in him, you know, that he'll emerge as the guy and help lead this franchise.
Charles, what do you think about Tarver as the DC? Because, like, last November was the worst month in Raiders defensive history. But, you know, personnel-wise, it's all changed.
Well, I mean, he's a young coach, and he's just trying to, you know, implement his defense, and that'll take some time. He's got a lot of new faces, a lot of new guys, and, you know, the most important thing about, you know, trying to implement your defense really is communication. You know, it really won't matter as far as the talent level is concerned, but if you can communicate and guys know where they're supposed to be, a lot of the other stuff won't matter because you'll be in position, you know, to make plays, make tackles, keep people out of the end zone and that sort of thing. So the more and more, you know, we work together, and I think he's, you know, the defense is a defense where it's not going to confuse you, you know. So guys should pick it up, you know, fairly quickly, and we should be able to hit the ground running. Man, I hadn't talked to Al Davis since I left, you know, and that's you know, one of the things I look back on that I didn't do when I left is just really have a conversation, you know, with him when I left the Raiders. So didn't get a chance to speak with him. And, you know, I wish I had.
What kind of effort did the Raiders make to keep you when you left here? Was there any effort, or was it at the time when you get the franchise a couple years in a row where it was agreed
that
you were
going to
leave?
Yeah, it was pretty much done. I mean, you know, I know my agents, you know, talked, you know, to the organization, you know, a few times. But as far as me, there was really no communication. I mean, it was kind of, I guess, the writing on the wall that, you know, he's no longer going to be a Raider. And I went my way, and the Raiders, of course, went their way. So it wasn't much at all.
Did you ever think you'd be back?
No. You know, but I guess that's the way life works. You know, I never thought I'd go to Green Bay. And ended up in Green Bay and had an incredible run there. And free agency came around and, you know, thought I would be somewhere else fairly quickly, and that didn't happen. And free agency just kind of rolled on, and found myself, you know, talking to myself and saying, you know, regardless of where I play. I want to play football. You know, I don't want to just be done playing the game. So, you know, that's when the opportunity arose, you know, to come out here and play football, and it happened.
How healthy are you at this point? You've seen
I feel great. You know, other than, you know, having a collarbone, you know, last year and then the Super Bowl year, which were setbacks, of course. Other than that, I mean, I don't have any aches and pains anywhere or anything. And my shoulder's, you know, healed up well now. So I look forward to going out there and playing football, you know, the way I always have. That was a great feeling. I was here 8 years, and we had some ups and downs, but we had some great years. And, you know, I know what it's like, you know, to have this fan base behind you, and that's a big deal. There's a lot of energy here. A lot of these guys don't know that. You know, they don't know that feeling, you know, to be that type of team here and to have the fans behind you. So to have the fans here at the facility, you know, last week welcoming me back, meant a lot. And, you know, I appreciate Raider Nation for that. I have not. You know, I haven't seen Mark in years. I'm sure, you know, since I left, you know, in 05, 06. So it's been a long time. So haven't really been around him, you know, since that point. So there's only one Al Davis, though. So I'm sure that, you know, he's probably – a lot different in that respect, you know. I mean, what were they waiting on? You know? Yeah, that was a happy day. You know, it was a happy day. Finally, they got it done. But my thing is, it's too bad it couldn't be retroactive, you know.
You came here to a team that had won 4 games a year before you got here. Then they won 8-8.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the playoffs. Where would you say this team is at in that process? I mean, you've only been here a week, but I'm –
well, you know, that's really hard to say. This is a, you know, fairly young team. You know, when I came in, you know, we had, you know, Tim Brown, you know, and guys like that, you know, some veterans that have been around for a while, hadn't won a lot of games. But then we got a new coach in John Gruden at that time and brought in a new system. So things slowly started, you know, to come together during those first couple of years. Here, you know, this is my first time going out there running around, you know, with the guys out there on the field. But, you know, what I can say is there's a lot of energy out there just from the first initial practice. And like I said, as far as, you know, defensively, the defense is one where I think guys will gravitate towards, you know, fairly quickly and pick it up. And, you know, to the point that when we get out there in games, there's not a whole lot of indecision. You know, we'll be able to go out there and play football and have fun doing it, and if you're doing that, then you'll win some games.
Was there ever any hope of going back to Green Bay, or was there running in the water also?
Yeah, you know, the conversation when it happened was, you know, fairly quick. You know, it was, you know, we thank you for your time here. You know, we feel like it's time for us to go our way and you go your way, and that was it. And so I really didn't have any thoughts of it. Like I said, when free agency first started, I thought I'd be on the team pretty quickly. I wouldn't even have time to think about it. So, yeah, you know, it really didn't cross my mind much, I guess. I figured it was what it was. You got to move on.
You know, it seems like so much of what you heard in the national media about you signing here is surprise that you came to the Raiders and not the Broncos, who I guess were recording you. What did you say to those people who were surprised that you came here and didn't
go to? Well, I don't think they understood They didn't understand the fact that I spent more time here than anywhere else. You know what I mean? And if I, you know, got past Denver and didn't sign there, that if I got here, it was going to be it's going to be pretty tough for me to leave. You know, being that, you know, this is like a second home to me as well. You know, drafted here. You know, spent 8 years here. Like I said before, I had great years here. You know, we had a lot of ups and downs, but I loved it here. I still have, you know, people I consider family here, you know. So it was going to be hard to come here, sit down, you know, with Reggie and D.A. But, you know, just being in this building, seeing the fans, you know, at the gate coming in, it was going to be hard to leave. And I don't think people understood that.
More questions for Charles?
Chuck.
Yep.
Thanks.